Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you, as always, by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, day before a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning. I choked. I was going to wear the Jaden jersey, and I had it laid out, and I just got scared. I got scared I was going to jinx it.
What do you mean jinx it?
No, I've never jinxes. Worn it before a game.
Johnny Cakes Auville's here. He's got his caps. One of his caps.
Yeah,
beanies.
One of probably, I don't know, 25. I'm always looking to add more, but I just Ovi's greatness last night, scoring in overtime.
Overtime.
I just had just have to remind people about the Stanley Cup
championship. He broke a record last night. He scored on the 179th goalie.
I mean, that's a pretty.
He broke Jagr's goalie record.
It's a pretty amazing feat if you think about it.
Yeah.
Jason Bishop's here wearing a steampunk hat.
Yep, representing.
That's a new one. Or newer one.
Yeah, it's kind of new.
He hasn't given us that one.
I can get you any one you want.
Beanie. They have a beanie. I'm not sure
if they have beanies. I gotta check that.
They have golf
bags. Definitely have some nice Yeti drinkware with the steampunk logo
I'll take
on
some
it.
More of those.
They got all kinds
have
of
that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
They got all kinds
I wonder
of
if Surfside is going to make me a golf bag.
I don't know. You follow up with Bobby Blicky.
Speaking of Surfside, I did put up a Surfside poll of the day already. It was just who wins on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's been up for a few minutes.
Okay.
Been wavering with my official prediction. Been going back and forth in my brain.
Of course, the Lions are prohibitive favorites. They're favored by, 9.5 points? Jason mentioned the money line where they're -500.
Right.
Just a couple votes in. You can vote at Junks Radio.
I think our pal Kevin Sheehan on Team 980, he took it to a new level of nerdiness yesterday when he was discussing basically drive by drive how he thought the game was going to unfold.
No way.
Oh, yeah. He had it broken down.
He's unbelievable.
Drive by
His imagination
drive
is wild.
In the first and the second half.
I really enjoy him, but I mean, the whole mock schedule.
I like the mock schedule bit. It's a good bit. I think he had the Commanders prevailing.
He's living in a fantasy world.
I think he had the Commanders prevailing 38-34. He had them almost reaching the over at halftime. I think his halftime score was 28-24.
So what?
So basically scoring on every drive.
Did we win the coin toss or we lose the coin toss? Do you remember?
He definitely discussed the strategy behind the coin toss. I think he had Detroit winning and deferring to the Commanders in his scenario.
I listened to Smoot yesterday, and we've had Smoot on the show since we were at HFS.
Yeah.
In fact, we had a deal with Smoot. When we were at HFS, he was supposed to come on every week. And by about the third week, he just
bailed.
Wasn't consistent. Right. You know, he was great. Like, first of all, his personality is so infectious.
It's amazing.
And then
but
you
he's
combine
just unreliable.
That, and
he's,
you
he's
combine just, that with an accent.
Yeah.
It's just, it's unreal radio.
Yeah.
Right? So, when we've known that for 20 years, he's been on our show, I don't know, 50 times since. I was listening to him. I guess he's a weekly guest on, who's he on with, Grant and Danny? I don't know. Whoever he was, I was listening to.
Okay. Bounces around a lot.
It was Mitch and JP. And so I was driving around, I guess like driving to my mom's, and Smoot's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing, like, he's so good,
mm-hmm.
and it's beyond the funny accent. He moved me to pick up my phone.
He looks at film.
He's an insightful, smart guy. And I actually texted CK and I go, you know, his accent is kind of the catch, mm-hmm. you know, and everything, and his personality. He's given amazing nuggets.
Right.
Like, really insightful beyond mm-hmm. just being a fun guy.
Yeah.
And one thing he did say, and I didn't notice it, is that when we played Tampa last week, that we're so sort of in their heads that they won the coin toss and elected to receive.
Right.
Because they want to score first mm-hmm. because they think we're going to score a lot.
Sure.
And they want to put us, you know, kind of, you mm-hmm. know, playing catch up.
Yeah.
Playing catch up.
Yeah.
Like, that's how the gamesmanship that happens when you have a guy like Jaden, then he goes on and on and on. But just Smoot was so good yesterday, it blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I usually just love just listening to him because he's such a fun guy. But I was actually driving around listening to actually the heart of what he was saying. Really insightful guy.
Yeah.
Well, we give Logan Paulson a lot of credit when he comes on the show because mm-hmm. he breaks down film. Well, Logan does a show where they're breaking down film with Fred Smoot.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty darn good. Got to be pretty darn good because we all know Logan's very good at it too. So anyway,
shout out
to Fred Smoot.
It's a big one.
I don't know because, like, again, at the rehab center, I was in the parking lot and I could hear someone on the phone in the parking lot talking to someone, I think in Detroit, going, it's just any given Sunday, y'all gonna be on that, you know, and they're just the buzz.
Smack talk between the two cities.
Yeah, the buzz around this area is unbelievable. So I'm thinking about, even though I didn't wear the Jaden jersey today, thinking about wearing it to the tournament tomorrow, which I never do that. That's kind of a move,
right.
Like attention move. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a look at me.
It's a kind of a look at me when you're in that environment. No one's wearing a jersey. I mean, maybe some losers.
Or you could just
say, I might do it because I'm caught up in the hype.
Sure.
I saw
our spread the gospel.
Pal Tailgate Ted tweeting. He went to the store right by where you were, the Commander store right there at the stadium, and he said it was packed.
Yeah.
He was like, nobody's working. This place is packed.
There's stuff flying off
shelves. Everybody's getting their jerseys.
It's not on clearance either. That stuff is top price.
The local news is talking about all the watch parties.
Yeah.
Certain places are going to host on Saturday night.
And my son's going to the one in New York City. He says he's going to have to get there at like probably 4 or 5 p.m. because he says it gets packed. There's a Commander's bar in D.C.
Right.
Or in New York City, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What were we going to say, Valdez? I saw you were psyched to chime in. No?
No, not really. I am a little upset that you're not doing your jersey bit.
I got scared.
You know,
I had it hung up.
Just because you're superstitious? Kinda. Because they've done
little,
the run without
the
jersey?
I am a little bit superstitious about stuff like that. It's a flaw in my character. It's a character flaw.
Are you wearing the game on game day? Like,
I usually don't, no. Usually I don't really wear jerseys. I wear it in here.
Well, no,
he
said he's going to wear it.
It would
at the
be
tournament.
Unprecedented for me to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I've never done anything like that, but I am caught up in the hype. But it's the same thing. It's a kind of jinxing everything. So maybe I shouldn't.
Mike Maher desperately wants you to.
I'm just paralyzed with fear. I don't want to do anything to affect the outcome of the game cakes, and I feel like I can affect it. I don't want to do anything
to
affect the outcome.
You can't affect it.
Is it going to affect
your brain is so scattered.
My brain has got a lot going on there, dude. I also don't want to
just
the attention, but I'm it's a rare thing, and you know, Ravens fans have never felt this, but we're proud to wear our gear for the first time in 30 years.
Yeah, you can go flex on all the Panthers fans.
I don't even know how to handle it. Okay. I've had skin stuff in my closet, and I look at it and go, I can't wear that.
Yeah. Gonna get joned on.
Just gonna get ridiculed all day.
Like, we're gonna laugh and
that's
point
a thing.
At me.
You understand? That's a thing. So you don't understand that.
I'm going to a birthday thing on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like around lunchtime. I'm gonna be there in my Lamar Jackson jersey.
As you should.
Yeah.
Hey, you should be wearing it today. Isn't it Purple Friday?
I have purple on.
That's purple?
This isn't purple?
I don't know.
Are you colorblind?
Maybe it's a light purple. It is.
I mean, that doesn't... I mean,
teeters on maroon.
I think, like, purple is like Grimace or Barney the Dinosaur.
I mean, it's in the purple family.
This is definitely purple.
Oh,
but it's not Raven purple.
It might be purple adjacent. That's not purple. I mean, I can tell you that for a
purple.
Fact.
It's in the purple family.
Purple.
Yeah.
Purple.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. Like, I don't typically wear jerseys. And I certainly have been discouraged from even wearing, like, a t-shirt over the last 20
some years.
Times
are changing.
But now I want to wear it. I kind of want to wear it. But I don't want to deal with people chirping me or even fist bumping me.
You can chirp right back. You can say, we have 13 wins with a real quarterback.
I'm chirping you. Lady in ugly
C. It's not a loss.
Oh, there it is. You don't want to talk to people about the game. You don't want, like, random people coming getting your prediction.
Much. It's too much. Yeah, like, if I'm in a convention center, understand, when I'm in a convention center, I can't even comprehend
there's
how many
people from around the country.
All over the, it's like thousands. And so I will definitely, be engaging people.
There might be
a
team from Detroit there.
There could
be. Dad's wearing Lions jerseys.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But you can wear it with pride because most of the other people who are fans of teams that aren't in the playoffs, they're not going to be wearing their jerseys. Yeah, yeah. You think Giants fans are going to wear their jerseys to the...
Oh, I think Giants fans are pretty ballsy. They wear them.
After that season, I don't think they're going to be rocking them at a big volleyball get-together.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Look, most people don't wear jerseys at these things. You know?
I understand.
Were you planning...
The athletes wear jerseys.
Were you planning to wear it on Sunday?
No, the game's on Saturday.
I know, but they're not going
to
chirp you because the game hasn't played yet.
To the show, but I'm not even going to be here on Monday.
But they're going to engage with him is what he's saying.
Yeah,
but he said chirp.
Both, everything. I really don't want to go in there and talk.
You're just antisocial. You're just antisocial.
You understand? I'm going to be in this convention center for 3 days. And the one day, if I wear it for one day, I'll be there for like 8 hours, 9 hours. So I don't know if I want to deal with the.
You are waving the flag by wearing it in there. Yeah.
You're inviting strangers.
Well, you could have just worn it on the show.
I'm afraid of jinx it.
He's just. It's just a crazy thing.
You do you. That's fine. Yeah.
Hey, well, it is a Football Friday on the show today. Anthony Armstrong's going to join us, former Washington wide receiver. He will chime in on what he thinks is going to happen on Saturday night. He'll jump on at 7:25. Charlie Casserly, former Washington GM, at 8 o'clock. And Scott Abraham from ABC 7 at 9. Of course, you can vote on our Junkies poll brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. And Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Right now, 54% believe the Commanders win. You can vote at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday here on The Fan. You guys are all huddled around Cakes' computer because...
Well, that's a crazy
story.
There
was video of a pickup truck heading into the Potomac River.
Well, it crashed on the Memorial Bridge in D.C. last night around 7 p.m. Yeah, it went into the Potomac, and they had to perform a water rescue. I mean, the vehicle was submerged under the water.
Did they get him out?
They got him out, but they brought him to the hospital with life-threatening injuries.
No, he was submerged for 20 minutes.
Oh, he's done.
Well, but, you know, if the windows are closed, maybe he can survive a little bit. I don't know.
Travis was telling me that's a new fear for him. That's a core fear.
I've had that
for
forever.
For me, for a long time.
I just never really thought about it.
I think about it every time I go over a bridge.
That you're going to
plunge.
Just plunge into the...
What if?
I don't think about it every time, but it...
I think about the bridge
times.
Collapsing or being blown up and then me plunging in.
Yeah, if I'm on like
being submerged.
Velmar or whatever that bridge is called.
The Delaware Memorial.
Yeah.
That.
500 feet in the air. Not
even the Miller Tidings.
Not this little tiny memorial bridge crossing over to the Lincoln Memorial.
Well, I don't really panic about that. Here's why. Because we're capable drivers.
Yeah, that driving was ridiculous. I mean, he was hammered.
It looked like he may have been tailgating somebody or following too closely. He clips them. And then he loses control of his vehicle and goes across like three lanes of traffic and crashes through the concrete wall.
I thought it looked like black ice or the wheel hit that embankment of snow and ice that's kind of on the curb.
I couldn't tell.
And then it kind of jars the steering wheel.
No, the car in front of him's rear end is all smashed up. He slammed right into it. He's a dog.
He rear-ended somebody.
Yeah, what do they call it? Made him fishtail.
Yeah.
But the fact that he couldn't control his vehicle.
Hit the brakes. It's not like they were going 90.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably going 35 or 40, maybe 50 in that range.
Tell my kids, when you change lanes slowly because it just helps. No darting.
Cakes is a darter.
Yeah,
I think I've been a darter in my past, but I think I've mellowed with that as I've gotten older.
Yeah,
it looked like that car that was coming over from the left lane to the right lane.
Yeah,
it looked like it clipped
it
the truck.
It sideswiped him
at the back of it. Yeah,
yeah, it made him fishtail.
I don't think so. I've blown it up. That car that's changing lanes.
I think he's clear of that car.
Is about 15 feet behind.
He's clear of the car that's to his left and trying to come in.
No, it's the car behind the truck.
No, I'm watching right now.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
The car in the middle lane does not clip the white truck.
Right.
As it's merging over. The white truck just slams into the car in front of it.
That's terrible. That guy's drunk.
Now, it was just one car. It was just the one truck that went over, right?
Yes. Yeah.
No, two other people were injured, I guess, in one of those other vehicles, but
they didn't go over into the water. No. Yeah.
Oof. I mean, it's just, you watch the video, it's actually, you can't make sense of it.
No, you can't.
You can't make sense of just the atrociousness of the driving.
Correct. He's the worst driver in the country.
it's just atrocious.
1 second, you're looking at the beautiful Lincoln Memorial,
yeah,
taking in the monument.
Next thing you're dead. Night.
next second you're literally plunging into the depths of the river.
I have that fear all the time. You know, I'm always fascinated with death and everything. It's just terrifying. And I often think, is today the day that I'm just going to hit a pole or a drunk driver is going to hit me, and then that's it. Wake up dead, and that's it. Yeah. Like, you never know.
It's over.
Very cheery.
It's over, Johnny.
But you understand, I think about it every day. Is this the day that I just get sideswiped?
I'll never forget when I was a kid, and we were, like, driving home from Hilton Head. I looked out the back window, and I saw a semi basically kill someone in their car. As a little kid.
Yeah. Mm.
Traumatized me to
this day.
Yeah, you'll carry that with you for the rest of your life.
Car was barrel rolling down I-95.
Yeah.
Wild.
And your dad's like, man, what's happening back there?
They had no idea what was going on.
Right.
I said, I think someone just died.
I think that because if you watch the video from the start,
yeah,
he's not swerving, he's not speeding. No. I think he had some sort of a medical issue.
There's no reason. Like a stroke or something.
Something happened because there's no way that he would have just hit the car in front of him. He was fine. He stopped at the yielded at the yield sign before he got on the bridge.
Yep.
So it's not like he was out of control, and he wasn't speeding, and then he hit the back of that. I think he had a medical issue.
What about road rage? Like, that guy pissed him off. Maybe a mile before.
Maybe.
Yeah, but then he might have been more controlled.
Yeah, but he would have been speeding.
Jason's saying he looks controlled.
No, people do that all the time. Like, if they think you're going slow, they'll get right on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
He misjudged it.
Did anybody see Unhinged with Russell Crowe, the road rage movie?
I saw
it's
that.
Pretty good. Pretty scary movie.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe plays a scary, deranged dude.
Definitely don't lay on your horn. He likes a courtesy tap.
He likes a courtesy, yeah. Just give him a courtesy tap. Don't.
He's fine with that.
Don't hit
it
for five. Don't hit it for 5 seconds.
He's like at a red light and someone goes, oh, and he went crazy and started killing people.
Yeah.
I understand, but if you just touch it lightly, he's fine.
I think that was his.
Russell Crowe in that movie was about 275 pounds.
Yeah, he was a big one in that movie.
Mm. To me, it looks like the truck hit the curb on the right.
I think he had a medical issue.
And then he overcracked it.
Maybe. That could be the case.
I mean, that's just such terrible driving.
Because watch Drabby. Look, this is the white truck right here. He's paused. Yep. He's slowing down. It's not like he's driving out of control. He's probably driving 20 there. He yields, and then these cars go. I think he had to have a medical issue, medical emergency.
5 seconds before he careens over to the left, he's driving perfectly straight.
Yeah. I mean, these cars aren't going that fast.
And
they're probably
it looks
going 30.
Like something happens with either that curb or a tire or something, because he's driving straight, and then the truck goes like this, and then he creens over to the left.
Yeah, but he's tailgating that car.
Look, he's just driving. He's driving slow, right? And then he goes up on this, and then he gets into the middle lane.
It's just bad driving.
Rear ends that guy, and it goes
up. It is bad driving, but
it's
maybe
bad
a medical
driving,
emergency.
But if he had a medical emergency, you can't blame
him. Part of us thinks that that's what happened to Craig when he passed. He had a medical emergency. Because it's kind of a similar thing. Just going, and all of a sudden, he ends up 30 yards in the freaking trees.
You know what? The dude
makes
in
no
the truck,
sense.
The dude in the truck wishes he had that little gadget that smashes the windshield. It looks like a pen.
Yeah. It has a ball on it.
Yeah, it's got a little super sharp point. And it smashes the windshield into a billion pieces.
So I always have
and then
one
you
of those?
Escape your icy tomb.
I should have one of those in my keychain.
You should have one.
Icy tomb.
In glove box.
Cakes, can you get on Amazon and order like a six pack of those?
I should do that.
How much are they?
They can't be more.
I'm
going to
go
like
find out right now.
Piece.
This is such a fear purchase.
Let's just put it on our keychain.
Yeah.
You still have your fire ladder, don't you?
Do have the fire ladder, yeah. Just in case there's a fire. That knock on wood
fire
hasn't
ladder
been
from this
one.
Two-story house.
Hey, I'm not trying to snap this ankle if I have to jump out of the second-story window.
Couldn't you just jump on the tree?
That's what I was thinking.
Just jump on the bush.
It's a little far away. It's that's a healthy, like, Usain Bolt might be able to make that jump, but I can't. I just can't.
JP's going to Dulles in about 2 hours.
Tool to break windshield.
They're not moving the fight, right?
No.
The fight's going to be in L.A.
Intuit Dome.
My buddy, you know, Tom, is, it's okay if I say this, I guess. He was planning to go play in the Riviera, the Pro-Am there.
Oh, yeah.
With a bunch of buddies.
And now they're moving it.
Yeah.
They had to close
and
it down.
They're moving it. And then they had a whole trip planned where they were going to hit Cyprus. They were going to hit all these sillies.
Oh, really?
But how do you get on Cypress?
Yeah, no, that's like getting on Augusta.
I think when you're in the business, there's ways you can do it. But now it's all up in the air because they're moving it. He doesn't want to just go to some random place and then now kind of screws up everything. And now that whole area is just like not great. So I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. I think he might be bailing on the trip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They haven't announced where they're moving it yet.
Right. Torrey Pines is a potential. Scottsdale. They might do Phoenix Open twice.
They're saying TPC Scottsdale is the leading candidate.
Yeah.
And then they would do back-to-back tournaments. They'd do the waste management.
That's a lot of wear and tear on the golf course. So that's the only thing. Like, people love it. It's a lot of wear and tear. Oh, my God. It's a lot of drinking.
Man, yeah. There's a lot of products to get you out of your car. Like, cut your seatbelt and, to, like, break your windshield.
How much are the windshield breakers?
Oh, they're like $7.
All right, cakes.
$7 a piece.
Can you put it on your keychain, though? Are they keychain size?
I don't know.
I don't want, an ice pick.
There could be.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be bigger than that to break your glass.
Well, like something you could put like on a ring and just.
Oh no, they definitely have keychain size glass breakers.
Yeah, that's what we need. How much are those?
Yeah, but I feel like you need the seatbelt cutter too.
Why? You can hit the button.
Yeah, why can't you hit the button?
Why can't you hit the button?
You know, arm might be broken.
I don't know.
Yeah. Immobilized arm.
Yeah.
Well, then, how are you going to use the keychain?
I don't know. Put it in your mouth.
Give everything.
Put it in your mouth.
You could be trapped by your seatbelt.
So funny, I just ordered my mom the hip kit. I'm sure people have had, if you have relatives that have broken their hips before, and this is actually a lifesaver. It's the cheapest little thing, but it's got this rope. So it's got five pieces. One, it has like this shell and a rope, and you put a sock around it, and then it just pulls the sock because they don't want your hip to move at a certain degree, right, while it's healing. And then they have this stick. And you just pull your underwear over your leg. You just pull it. So you can, dress yourself.
Oh. No, that saves a lot of bendovers.
Saves so many bendovers. I might get some for myself.
You're going to get one for use on the golf course.
It's got a big, long sponge, and you just sponge your back, if you want to, can't really get around.
It's like what people have on the back of their putter, and then they pick up the ball from the hole, so they don't get to bend out.
Yeah. There's, five things, and it's one of those big, long-ass spoons that for shoes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, shoehorn.
Shoehorn, big long ass shoehorn.
The longest shoehorn ever.
Yeah, it's like 2 feet long. But I think it's actually a godsend.
Sure, it's a lifesaver.
So I'm ordered it's being delivered tomorrow, or I ordered a little late last night. I hate the idea that Amazon Prime means you get it the next day because a lot of times it's 2 days. I get bitter cakes. Should be one
Take
day.
Off Jeff Bezos. I got nothing to do with it.
All right, hold on real quick. Let's go to Tom. Tom, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
What's happening?
What's up?
Guys.
Yes.
If you look at that video, and I was talking to Drab, first off, let me tell you, long time, first time. I listened to you guys in Baltimore 20 plus years ago.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
No worries. That guy had his left blinker on. If you watch that video, that white truck, left blinker was on, and he crossed it. He crossed the road. Mm-hmm. So that can't be a cardiac arrest and or a stroke. He was going left and changing lanes. So something had to happen. But why would you put your blinker on if you're having an issue physically?
I don't know. Maybe it happened right after he put the blinker on. I don't know. It just looked like if you can't stop your truck.
Why didn't he hit the brakes? It didn't look like he hit the brakes.
I mean, if you go full speed into the wall, I mean, it seems like something happened in your brain or your heart.
Yeah, or something like you guys said, cardiac arrest, stroke, something. But he was trying to make that left. He just maybe it was black ice. I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. Okay. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I offered zero insight.
Blinker. I paid attention to the blinker.
That guy was trying to cut through them. He was tailgating that guy and trying to go around him. And that's why he put his blinker on and then quickly slammed into the back of that car because he's a bad driver.
Well, either that or he had something going. I mean,
let's go to Guy.
It's possible.
I'm about to have a medical emergency in my pants. We're gonna have to do this and go to break. Guy, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
I'm going to the game and want to get your advice on whether or not I need to rep my team. I'm taking a customer. So So I don't want to get yelled at by a bunch of crazy Detroit fans. Mm. But at the same time, it doesn't feel natural to not wear my team's gear.
You should be fine.
So what would you do?
You wear a hat. Because yeah. I think,
what about just wear a hat?
I guess, yeah.
I'd wear a shirt or a jersey. I mean, you're going to Detroit. You're not going to Philly. Like, I don't think the Detroit people are going to harass you to the level that Philly people would.
I feel like shirts or jerseys are less offensive than the jersey itself.
You consider the jersey offensive?
Yeah. No. I just feel like the jersey's like the ace up the sleeve. Okay. And then the jersey's like a jack.
So the jersey means business.
Means business. Shirt, not so much.
Yeah, so it's more casual.
Yeah, more casual.
But you think a hat is even less?
Yeah, the hat is like the eight of clubs.
Yeah.
Even though I'm in the 300s, you're fine. You think I'm fine?
You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
Don't sweat it.
Right. How much you pay for your tickets?
Well, my company had like a policy, so we couldn't spend more than $500 per ticket. But and then after fees, it was like $700 per ticket for four tickets.
Wow, company's paying for it? Because you're taking a client?
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
What a scam.
What's it like to work for a company that has money?
What a scam.
Are you taking three clients?
He's bringing his wife, and then I'm bringing my engineer.
Oh, okay.
So there's an expectation that I get these guys to do a big deal.
Yeah, I'm gonna fly out to Detroit. Yeah, right. Bring Ron.
And then how far away is the hotel from Ford Field?
Staying by the airport, it's like 30 minutes.
All right,
man. Enjoy the game.
Call us next week. Let us know what the environment's like.
Bring home a W.
All right, buddy. Be safe.
Thanks, guys.
All right, pal.
Get that dough.
Can you imagine if it does happen and they win? If they do win.
If they win, we're winning the whole joint. I've already said that.
All right, well, look, if they do win, it's one of the greatest single seasons, not in just NFL history.
Well, just turnaround.
Right,
sports history?
Sports history. Considering where they were.
I like it. I like the way you're thinking. You're thinking big.
I mean, wouldn't you agree? To go from 4-13.
A rookie quarterback to take over.
They'll be 14-5.
From the ashes of the Ron Rivera regime. Yeah, it would be huge.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. If you want to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, you can also text us on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio, where you can vote on our poll of the day. Who wins on Saturday night, Detroit or Washington? All right, we got a packed show on a football Friday. Anthony Armstrong, former receiver here, will join us at 7:25. Our pal Charlie Cashley, former GM, Super Bowl winning GM of the Washington Redskins, will join us at 8 o'clock. Scott Abraham from ABC 7 at 9 o'clock. Getting fired up for this playoff matchup. Commanders trying to get to the NFC Championship game. And the Commanders put together a hype video. I tweeted it out at Junks Radio. But let's just take a listen. It's Bish's guy, John Bernthal.
Local DC guy.
One of my favorite actors.
Really good actor.
Yep.
This team, man. One week after another. It's hard stopping. Jaw-dropping. Can't look away until the final play. And if you don't believe by now, you just haven't been paying attention.
Oh, man. Winning time moments. Winning time moment. I know people may be tired of hearing winning time moments, but that's real, and it shows up.
Because this is winning time. And winning time is our time.
Our time!
Our time!
No time left on the clock. 1% snowball's chance in hell.
The Zodiac Commander!
We'll take it all. Because in old DC, we find a way.
We'll see you in Detroit!
Pretty well done. Get you fired up for the game.
Get some screaming Bram Weinstein in the background.
Yeah, of course.
I need to see the video associated with it.
It's right there at Junks Radio. If you go a couple tweets down,
Jason, why,
last night.
Why do you sleep on him in The Accountant as Ben Affleck's brother?
No,
I don't know why you would sleep on him in that role.
Went to Sidwell Friends.
Just sleep on him in The Walking Dead.
I do sleep on that.
You know what? I started watching the spinoff, Jason. They've had four spinoffs from Walking Dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's one where Rick comes back. It's already available on Netflix now.
Oh, okay.
That video's got me so locked in. I mean, come on, goosebumps over here. I'm fired up, ready for Detroit, man. And the best thing about that video is you can tell they believe in themselves. They don't need the Vegas to believe in them. They don't need fans. They don't need any of that. They believe in themselves. They know they're going to go out there. It's already written in the stars. EB doesn't want to wear his jersey because he's scared of a jinx. It's already written in the stars. We're going to go there and we're going to slap him around.
Let me hear Mike Marr's plans for the game Saturday night. Give me your itinerary.
So Saturday afternoon, going to a gun range, going to X-Cal, going to unload some clips with my buddies, get locked in.
All right.
Hey, that's a silly tailgate move.
And then going back to my house, people are going to be over around like 4:30, 5 o'clock where the Chiefs are playing.
Right.
And then a lot of people are probably going to show up around 7, 7:30, right before the Commanders game. It's going to be about 15, 20 of us.
Wow.
Order a couple pizzas, wings. And just, you know, get locked in.
Ready. How many females in the group?
100
or is it all guys?
No. It's probably going to be a good mix. I'd say like 5 to 7 girls and then like 10 guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
So not bad.
So that's a nice little tailgate.
Yeah. And one of my roommates actually
pre-game
is a
spot.
Diehard Lions fan. So him and I are going to be going head-to-head the entire night.
Also, there's going to be 20 Commanders fans and one Lions fan.
Yeah, he's going to be
in the building.
But we'll be respectful, you know, not talk too much trash. But, you know, we'll see how the game unfolds.
Are you wearing the McLaurin?
Yeah, he's today I am, McLaurin. And then I'll put it in the wash tonight, and then wear it again, unless it doesn't get there.
You know, you're not putting that in the wash. Kinda, to wear tomorrow?
He's got 5 to 7 chicks coming over. He's got to put it in the wash.
Just spray some Axe body spray on it. I know you got that lying around.
He's not going to sweat in it.
That is such a teenage move in 2004.
I know, I'm kidding.
He's not going to sweat in it, right?
I probably won't. Yeah, you're right. I'll probably just put it in my closet and then just get ready for tomorrow. But, I mean, come on. That video gets you locked in, EB, doesn't it?
I came in at the end of it because I was finishing my business, so I only heard the audio. I need to see the video accompanying it, to be honest with you. Listen, I'm plenty fired up. I don't need a hype video to make me fired up. But I'm also scared. So I know people don't like to say that. They don't like to admit it. But I'm hyped up. I think we have a chance to do something special, but I am scared.
Don't be scared.
You're playing with house money.
I know.
Full,
of course.
Full on gravy time at this point.
You know, we'll be like, lighting the team up and saying how bad they suck if we lose. But
if they get beat 38-0. And it's just a bloodbath.
It's still
an amazing success of a season.
I agree 100%. I just don't want it to end.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody wants
it to end. I don't want it to end. I want to watch.
It's been a fun ride.
It's something to look forward to. This is all I wanted. I think I said this before the season. I just want to look forward to the games every week.
Yeah.
Again.
There's an article. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
We're there.
There was an article on ESPN yesterday written by Bill Barnwell. And it was going through kind of the value of the added teams, and I think it's been 5 years that they've added more teams to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And those teams really haven't done anything. If you're a 7 seed, they don't do anything. As he writes in the article, they've mostly been cannon fodder. The 1 seeds during that time, and even if you go back 20 years, 50% of the time make the Super Bowl.
Yeah. But just think about what we're saying. We're saying they've got a chance to go to the NFC Championship.
Mm. Well, yeah. The 2 games away from the Super Bowl.
Out of all of these seasons that we've endured,
mm-hmm,
and how bad this team has been, not all awful, but for the most part, bad football teams.
Mostly awful.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I mean, not contending for the playoffs.
Right.
Usually by about week 7 or 8, it's already
we're thinking about mock drafts.
Yeah, we're thinking about drafts.
Who's the next coach?
Next coach.
Yeah.
But think about it. We're saying they've got a chance to go to the NFC Championship. I mean, it's just a crazy
thought.
With Jaden
as a rookie.
It's a crazy thought.
You just know that the team is going to get built successfully, built the right way by Adam Peters around him for the next decade.
I actually can't believe we're saying it.
I know. I kind of had this revelation yesterday, and it might sound dumb to you, but I said it at the very end of the show. You know, we're playing this juggernaut in Detroit. And what are they, 15-2.
15-2,
We're 13-5.
I know. With a chance to be 14-5.
So it's like, I'm like, wow, we're playing a 15-win team. We're a 13-win team.
Yeah.
So It's not that far off. That's where I was starting to get pissed off when you think about the 9.5 points. And listen, there I can't say anything to disparage them other than you know the pathetic history. But they're it's a good team.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent there. They out talent us. I like our quarterback better, but you know we won 13 games too. So it's a little bit disrespectful. This whole 10-point dogs, you got to put up 500 to win 100.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kind of maybe is also making me want to wear the damn jersey. But again, I got my whole weird thing of jinx about a jinx. I'm worried about a jinx.
Because there's not many people, based on those numbers, that think Washington's going to win.
No.
Right.
Besides the 54% right. of the Commanders fans that were polling.
Right. But you know, I was thinking about it as
but nationwide, and certainly in Vegas, there aren't that many people.
Can you name the three teams? I think I can. I can name at least two of them. But when George Mason went on their Final Four run, didn't they beat Florida?
UConn.
Kansas. Was Kansas one of them? Or is that who took them out? They beat UConn?
They lost to Florida in the Final Four,
yeah,
I believe.
No. UConn was one of them. Maybe North Carolina?
Maybe Wichita State. Michigan State, I think, was one of them.
There were three Titans that they beat.
UConn yes. was certainly one of them. And that happened here. That was in D.C.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I'm thinking about all the upsets as I'm driving.
UConn, Michigan State, and North Carolina.
Yeah, there. Yeah, I mean, Carolina. Those are Titans.
I think they had Wichita State mixed in there. They weren't any slouch. They were a good team.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I know Carolina and UConn.
So, I definitely believe in momentum. I definitely believe in underdogs. And, I mean, how coincidental is it? I mean, it just works out perfect. That, you know, this, I don't even know exactly what the phrase is, but sort of like anybody, anywhere, anytime, you know,
yeah,
whatever the theme is,
mm-hmm.
anybody, anywhere, anytime. Like, that's perfect for this. It's a perfect setup for
right.
this.
Take perfect on setup all for this commerce.
Game. Like, you know, anybody, anywhere, anytime. Yeah. That's kind of been Dan's thing all year. Gotta give the guy credit. Some of this stuff is kind of cheesy, but it's like, I'm buying in.
I've got my most belief is in JD5.
100%.
I mean, that's the guy that it's all centered around.
I mean, it's been great
to have a new GM. It's awesome to have a new head coach, but they finally landed on their quarterback after 30 plus years.
All right, let's go.
Thankfully,
let's go to Vic in DC. Vic, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, Vic.
Good morning, Junkies.
Good morning.
I was calling because I heard EB wasn't wearing his jersey because of a jinx.
I'm afraid of the jinx.
It's been too special.
What?
It's been too special. Today, tomorrow, I told my friends, people at work, mandatory burgundy and gold. No, Jinx, been too special. This is a divisional playoff. We all know it's so hard to get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Let's do it. Maryland, Virginia, come on.
Break it out.
You know what's so special? You know my every Sunday this past season has been so special because I ride around in my car with this huge flag, and mostly in the Northwest area. But the special thing is I interact with strangers. We have a laugh, a smile, we high five.
Oh, what do you mean when you're wearing the gear? When you're wearing the gear.
This team is bringing people together.
There's something to be said for that. And it's so funny you say that phrase because that's what I thought RG3 was going to do this town.
Right.
I literally said that.
Unite everybody.
I literally said he's going to bring people together. He did for a year.
Turns out he was a big, giant lightning rod.
And then eventually, there became a huge split.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Along racial lines. Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Black people
then eventually,
RG3.
Everybody was
white
out.
White people seemingly wanted Kirk Cousins. It was the weirdest thing ever.
There might be more people there than I expected. Somebody tweeted us. Just spent $1,800 on each Lions ticket, plus $900 in airfare and $870 hotel.
Oh, good God.
Hashtag balls to the wall.
How rich is that person?
Good
for them.
You could have a quad GC. I mean,
about
you could
six
have a
grand right there.
Monitor with all that money.
Tailgate Ted spent $1,500 on his ticket. $1,500.
It's not worth. I mean, okay. God bless you guys. You guys. I couldn't do it.
It's a lot.
Only
live once, EB.
That's a lot.
Can't
take it with you.
It's important to you.
That's a lot of merch on Temu.
Huh?
Can you imagine how much you can buy on Temu at $1,500?
Oh my God!
You can buy out half the site.
All
that garbage.
Pretty confident I'll go my whole life never buying anything off of Temu.
Pretty sure
it's kind of
ditto.
I actually do it because it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun just to see what'll show up. I will say this. They have the worst packaging ever.
Oh, I'm sure.
Their shipping
I'm
is
sure
brutal.
It's awful.
Oh, my God. It's
do they
literally
get
like,
to cut corners
it's
with the prices?
It's literally like saran wrap, and then they just send it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's not great.
All right, we're going to be talking about this game all throughout the show. Coming up next, we hit the skins at 7 o'clock. Dive deeper into this matchup as the Commanders try to get to the NFC Championship game.